We got Chris Grosvenor. We got Ian Harrower. We got Julie Dorser. Even Glenn the Skateboarder. On the Pinballers Podcast. Coming to you from beautiful River Hivets, Nova Scotia.
Welcome back, Pinball Nerds, with to Top 3 with Orby on TPN, your very favorite pinball network. And I'm so excited here today. We've got Mr. Christopher Franchi. Franchi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm totally messing with you, Franchi. You're here on the Pinball Nerds podcast. Top 3 with Orby is for another day. But I thought maybe you'd get a little kick out of that. How are you doing today, sir?
Yeah, I was wondering. I'm like, top three. I'm like, did I fall under you on your top three favorite podcasters? I'm doing good. It's a little chilly here in Michigan. Friday I went to the world's largest Christmas store, and it was like 63 out. It was beautiful, and a day later it was freezing cold, and a day later it snowed. So. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's like 10 degrees Celsius here. I don't know what that is. I think it's closer to, it's a little higher than 60, I think. But you, of course, live very close to my hometown of London, Ontario, about an hour away. Do you kind of live on the outskirts of Detroit somewhere, or?
I actually live between Detroit and Ann Arbor, a little bit closer to Ann Arbor. I live in a city called Canton, which is about 35 miles west of Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I saw all my friends on Facebook were putting pictures of like 20 centimeters of snow and everything else. So I'm sure you guys got hit by a little of that because you're so close. And is the Christmas store you went to in Frankenmuth? Or Frankenmuth?
Frankenmuth.
Frankenmuth.
Yeah.
My mom used to go there.
German town that rock band that sounds like Led Zeppelin is from. I forget their name now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, those young whippersnappers that are they're kind of a big deal right now. Damn, what's their name?
The darn tootin' millennials.
I'm sitting right in front of my computer. I'm gonna look it up.
The Zennials, the Millennials, the Zennials, it's something. Now, before we get going here, while you look that up, I want to tease the listeners a little. You told me right before we started, and you wouldn't tell me what it was, but you have like some pretty big news. Can you give us a little, we're going to save it till the very end of the show, you said, but you did not tell me what it is. Can you give the listeners a little hint?
Okay, well, the band is Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're awesome. One of my listeners here in town, that's one of his favorite bands. Shout out to Carson.
Yeah, they're from Frankenmuth. So yeah, that's where I went. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to drop a bomb on your show. You've waited so long to get me on and I'm out of excuses. So I figured like, I can't just come on a show. Like they're going to make it special. So I'm going to drop a bomb on your show that is going to reverberate throughout the pinball world.
Wow.
It'll be something that we publicize or whatever in a day or so.
Mm-hmm.
Your show will have, I don't know when this show goes up. Hopefully it goes up within the next 24 hours or so.
This show will go up before we're done the show, actually. So halfway through, we're going to take a 5-minute break. All the listeners are going to come back. And it will be up by then.
All right, so there you go. So tonight, yeah, you'll have a 24-hour period of time where your listeners will be the only people who know this big secret. But something special for the Orby man.
Man, Franchi, I love you. Thank you so much.
Did you want to know what were you asking? Like a little tidbit from?
Well, I just you are saying it is a big like it's this is a thing that the pinball nerds out there are going to be like pretty excited about.
Yes, pants will be shit upon.
Oh my God!
Can I swear? Can I swear?
You can swear. It's the same thing I told Mrs. Pin when she was on after she swore. Okay. If my guest wants to swear, I'll frickin' swear. I just think it's funnier to say, like, shut the front door or whatever, you know. What I like the fake swear words, kind of. And when my boys were younger, a couple years ago, when I had a 7-year-old in the house, I didn't want to be swearing like the Poor Man's Pinball Podcast right in front of them, right? So, I did want to mention you're a fellow tribe member.
I am a tribe member. I don't even know what, I think I'm 27. They told me 26, but I think they screwed up their list because, like, a few months down the road, it all changed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were 25 and now you're 26, correct?
I think I'm 26. Yeah, I was going to say, but you know what? Why don't we just hold the same spot? We're really obviously the most famous people on the list.
Because I was kind of jealous of you because 5 is my favorite number and you were 25. I'm like, oh, cool. See, if I would have came in one, because I was right after you. If I was one more person, if either you were a month earlier or I went before you, I would have had the 5. But now you don't even have the 5, and I'm 27. So that's what happens when you drink too much, like those guys. You fuck.
They don't have any clue. You know what? I had a great time recording with them. Did you have a fun time on the show with them?
Yeah, always.
Yeah. And you're not a big drinker like them, are you?
It's actually not at all. Not at all. I don't. There are a few alcoholic drinks I enjoy the taste of. I do like spiced rum.
Mm-hmm.
I do like a good Mai Tai. But for the most part, I just rather have like a Dr. Pepper. Just really not. And I've been drunk before, and I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Some people can do drunk well, and, God bless them. I I can't. The room just spins, and I feel, can't go to sleep, don't want to stay awake. I just get miserable. So just drink a Dr. Pepper or seasonally an eggnog.
Okay. So hold on. Let me just make some notes here. When I first meet Franchi at a show, offer to purchase him a Dr. Pepper and slip some sarsaparilla in it. That's what you drink with that, right? With root beer, whatever. I don't know. That's supposed to be the drink. But I have like 15 questions here. I've never written out so many questions. And I know we could shoot the shats for an entire hour. But let's just jump right into it. You ready to go?
I am ready.
The water's warm, Franchi. Okay, so let's jump in. Do you remember the slogan that you were going to use until you heard me use it? About a year ago, I think, right as you were starting SAPS, and you messaged me and you were like, daggone it, you freaking Albie. Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, keep pinball weird.
Oh, I love it. We should all just use it all the time. I think it's a term that everybody can use. It's the same thing with pinball nerd. I heard like in the last week, like 5 different pinball podcasts use the term pinball nerd, and I'm like, cool, keep doing it. Like, that's why I picked that, because everyone already used it before I even picked it, right? So, but I do like to keep pinball weird. And when I hear certain podcasters or other people talking about wanting to get pinball on TSN and turn it into a jock sport or something, I'm like, no, let's keep pinball to be weird with people with mohawks in scuzzy, gross, disgusting basements and rock bars and dirty concert halls and, dirty, dank basements or garages where you go to people's houses. Okay, it doesn't have to be dirty, but like, I don't want it to be all clean and all the machines to look the same. And I don't want everyone to be wearing like, now sponsored by Stern, jerseys. And I don't want to turn pinball into NASCAR. That would ruin pinball for me. And frankly, I would go get a new sport if that happened. And I think a lot of the people I've met in pinball who were huge music nerds or just kind of people on the fringe, kind of weird, strange people, they don't want it to be TSN's next big hit, right? So do you want to see pinball ever get to the TSN ESPN level, or do you want to keep it weird with me?
Albie, you get a lot of words per breath, don't you? Wow.
It's practice.
I smoked too long. My high can't do that. keeping pinball weird, I equate it to things like I remember growing up, like one of my favorite bands was The Cure.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had this big, huge album that broke them wide open, and they weren't my pet band anymore. Like, I had to share them with douchebags with popped collar or polo shirts and shit. And I'm like, I'm not really too thrilled about this anymore. I preferred when they were my own little pet band. So it's like the same way. It's like, I mean, you want pinball to do well. You want certainly the more people, the more, you know, games are purchased, the better the companies do, the more guaranteed, you know, future games. But at the same time, it's like, you know, the people in general suck. So the more the more people you bring in, the more chance it has to suck more. You know, you don't know how many assholes are going to be in that assortment when they come in. So, the more quaint, you know, you keep it, the better off you are.
I like
so
that.
So to speak.
No, I like that answer. And the thing is, everyone says pinball's not growing fast enough. When I joined, I'm like, I think my IFPA number is like 38,000, and now we're like up to 80,000 people. So I know that not everyone plays competitive pinball, but I mean, in the span of 3 years, we've doubled the number of competitive players. And I think, you know, pinball competitions and tournaments kind of mimic the growth of pinball overall, which it's been doing fantastic. I certainly have never heard Gary Stern brag about having a back order of 5,000 machines before. But okay, question number two. This one I think is really, I put it in here early because I think it's a little bit of a softball. I'm just going to, just a little gentle, easy question for you.
A nerf toss?
Yes, yes. I'm going to nerf it up for you. If a cereal pin, like the cereal that you eat, of course, breakfast cereal, if a cereal pin was released and you were not chosen as the artist, would you walk away from pinball forever?
No, I would kill the other person.
Well, that got dark.
If it was Trix, you know, let them have it. I don't care. There's only one cereal pin I want to do, and everybody knows that's the Monster cereals. So, and, you know, I've got experience because I drew a bunch of Monster cereal t-shirt designs for a company called Fright Rags.
Right.
So I've already done it. I've already proven myself. I'm good. I'm ready to go.
Well, I honestly think some people think it's a joke when you say that. I actually think people are so nostalgic about cereals that they would buy it. I have a collection of puzzles that's like, you know, eight of the different most, you know, iconic cereal puzzles. And I've got posters, and I'm my favorite show growing up was Seinfeld, and he was like the world's biggest cereal fan. And still to this day, like 9 times out of 10, if I want a snack and I just don't want to, sometimes I'm lazy, believe it or not, or I'm a little tired, and I go, let's just get cereal. It takes like 9 seconds to make. It's crunchy. It's yummy. It's sugary. It's got everything.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when I went to that Christmas store the other day, I bought an ornament that's a bowl of cereal. On the side of the bowl, it says, I love cereal.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I'm down. Because I'm old enough that when I was a kid, Monster cereals were around all the time. We didn't have to wait for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It was year-round. And if you, you know, maybe people, if they just think of the cereal and they, you know, they're like, we're Halloween shopping at Target and I saw Frankenberry or whatever, they wouldn't get it. But mm-hmm. if you go onto YouTube and you watch some of the old commercials, the animated commercials, you'll kind of fall in love with those characters a little bit more because they're, you know, it's just so fun. They're just like goofy monsters. And, you know, the beauty of it, as I've told people before, the beauty of it is there's not really a world established, you know, for these guys. Other than they're always in like a castle or whatever in the cartoons, they're running around in the castle trying to steal each other's cereal or whatever.
Right.
So you kind of have an open book. And to create something for pinball, you don't have to follow some handbook that's already done or anything or any canon that was created in a movie or whatever like that. You can just say, okay, well, we've got these three little characters. What do we want to do with them? Make something up, you know, so it's kind of wide open. It makes it real fun and creative for the, you know, the team that's putting it together.
I can already see the mod right now. The same company that used to give you the pin cup gives you the pin cereal bowl. So you can have a bite of cereal between each game of Count Chocula.
If it was like a suction cup and like it held a bowl like right under your face.
Oh my God.
Like a cereal feed bag.
Oh my God. That reminds me of like Luke and Leia when they're eating, right? Like the only way I can get down there to get her nipples really is by making sure she's got a big feed bag of cereal there because her type of goat, which is Alpine, they're so sketchy. They don't like humans. And I'm like, look, Leia, if I don't get that milk out of your teats, it's going to explode and it's going to hurt more. So I know you don't like me doing that, but daddy's thirsty. You know what I mean?
There's really nothing sadder than an animal that hates a human. Because you just want to like, because I love all animals.
Yeah.
They go up to an animal, they're like, oh, and they run away. Like squirrels. Every time I see a squirrel, I always want to pat them. Like, oh, you know, you get down your knees and they just take off. You're like, oh, you just feel like a schmuck, you know?
So, yeah.
Okay, fine. But I don't blame them. I don't blame the elves for not trusting humans. I wouldn't trust them either.
Yeah. Well, I get to go walking with them each day, which is nice. I was totally joking. She doesn't have milk yet because she's only 7 months old. But we are looking at getting her a stud from Charlottetown to come hang out for the week. And if we're lucky, we'll get milk, you know, about a year and a half later after she has the baby, then after she feeds the baby. So it's a long process getting fresh milk. But someday I will have a bowl of Count Chocula and I will get to squeeze the udder and put the milk directly into the bowl. And I will take a picture and tag you, Franchi. All right. So... I know it's horrible, right? Because it's warm and it's, yeah, I know. It's still funny. It's
pasteurized or,
yeah. Oh, we don't pasteurize that milk, man. You can't even make cheese if you pasteurize it. So nah, there'll be no pasteurization here on the farm. I do that for beer, of course, but all right. So of my 400 shows, I know you've sent me notes on a couple dozen of them. I think you've actually helped shape Pinball Nerds more than you know, Franchi, because when I get notes from anyone else who's not Christopher Franchi, I go, nah, fuck it. And I don't write them back. And when I get notes from you, I go, fucking listen to this dude. You're a business owner / artist / incredible pinball podcaster now. So it's like, you know what the fuck's up.
I can help in some way. You know, I certainly don't want to come across as some dude that's like, you know, let me tell you how it's done. You know, you're doing it all wrong. Do this. If I can give you like a friendly tip that will help you out, you know, yeah, you know, great, but that's all I'm really trying to do. I'm not trying to, you know, we could look, you know, the way I do things is best, you know, it's
no, like that. The way that you come across, you're always being nice about it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, sure.
So, no, but I'm just curious. Well, what part of my 400, what percentage of my shows have you listened to? I'm just curious. I know no one's listened to all of them. Like half? I have no clue.
Well, I never... When did I discover you? It was like maybe, 2 years ago or so?
That's right when I started, 2 years ago, yeah.
All right, so it wasn't right when you started. Because you had already had like maybe 70 shows or something like that in the can.
Mm-hmm.
And I never went back just because...
No.
I don't have time.
No.
I never went back. But moving forward from there, I say I listened to about 85% of your shows.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes
that's so awesome.
I see something. Well, because the reason why is I'll listen to all of them, but mm-hmm. usually I ignore shit that's anything about like a tournament because I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't care about tournament play. You know, so if you're like, well, I'm going to talk about my five favorite tournament play, I won't listen.
Right.
It's nothing against you, just nothing I'm interested in or know about. That's another thing, too. You know, if I'm not educated in that, you know, it's just not, I don't know what you're talking about, so I can't enjoy it. So, yeah, I'd say about 85%. So, you know,
you're awesome. Listeners, did you hear that? The next question for you is, you quite often use the Michael Scott quote, "That's what she said," on Saps, which I absolutely love because The Office is like my second or third favorite show, depending on comedy, definitely show, depending on if you count Curb Your Enthusiasm or, you know, Seinfeld above it. But are you a huge fan of The Office or did you just love that soundbite?
Bull. I love The Office. I
incredible.
I bought the, you know, after it was over, I bought the DVD set.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone back through it about four times, you know, from season one to season 12 or whatever they got to. The last ones without Michael Scott aren't that
yes.
my favorite, but
not as good.
I love the show. Absolutely love the show. Didn't like the English version. Everyone said, oh, if you like that, you should try the original one. And I tried the original one. I'm like, no. You know, just like all the characters that I knew what they were based on. I'm like, yeah, but that's not so-and-so. And that's
yeah.
not so-and-so. I'm, fell in love with the English version, so or I should say the American version, so I'm just going to stick with that.
It's so, yeah, I think it's better.
Core, you know, my sense of humor is like that of a 12-year-old. I mean, mm-hmm. that's why you hear like Beavis and Butthead drops on my show. you know, I'm just like, in fact, everything about me is like a 12-year-old. I've never really grown up because once I got to be an adult, I realized that being a kid was the best thing ever. So I kind of keep my mindset like as a child, and like I've got a shelf over my like three of my pinball machines. There's a shelf over above it.
Yeah.
And it has all these toys that I had when I was a kid, so I can look at it and kind of like go, oh, remember when I was a kid when you know the only thing I had to worry about was what you know Batman toy I was gonna play with. I didn't have to worry about voting for you know some asshole you know presidential candidate or paying taxes or paying bills. You know, life was just so much easier then. So, yeah, so somehow I just never really fully grown up. My whole house is just a toy store. And so my show is that way too, you know. It you know, and God bless Christian for putting up with it, because he's kind of along for the ride. But I do all the editing and all that, so I put all that crap in. None of that stuff is endorsed by Christian, but he does just say, you know, do your thing. You know, you're good at it, whatever, so just do it. But yeah, all of that stuff is my sense of humor, all the drops, which are usually juvenile and whatever. But yeah, so
I do enjoy it. It's when I'm listening to a podcast, I try to think of like, if I would want to be, you know, right there in the room, hang out with these guys and partying with them. And every time I hear you guys record, that's what I think. And it's unfortunate, because there are some good pinball podcasts that get lots of listens that they're just a little bit dry for me. And if they added some of those little clips and humor and stuff like that a little bit more often, I'd probably listen to it. But the good news is there's more than enough pinball podcasts for everybody. So, oh, do you hear that? You hear that?
I did not.
Oh, that's lightning out there. Whew, 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 the lightning round. Okay, not as good as your sound effects, but here we go. So these are all going to be 30-second answers. Ready?
Yeah, we all don't want the other podcasters like doing all the stuff that we do.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
That's why. Yeah, when I came into the game, it was like, well, I've got something different to offer. That's why I can justify doing another podcast, because it's something different. So there's enough people piling on and sort of swiping stuff.
Yeah.
So let's keep that to a minimum.
For sure. And what I love though as well is you guys have been killing it with the interviews lately. So Twippy season's coming up. I'm just saying, if you're going to vote for your favorite pinball blog, vote for me, because I'm sure that will be a category this year. But if you're going to vote for your favorite pinball podcast, it better be the Super Awesome Pinball Show.
Last time I checked, we were like, number 7 on your list?
Have
you moved up the ranks at all?
I think you moved up to number 6, but I'm totally kidding. Here's the thing is, whenever I make these lists, I always offend someone. But the reason I don't stop making the lists is because if I just sit here and talk about pinball for half an hour, I get about 100 listens. If I make a ranked list, I get like 300 listens. It's crazy. And the funny thing is, when I'm making these lists, I always go backwards. I start with number 1. And the question I ask myself is, it like, if say Slamtail Pinball Podcast and you know, say whatever your favorite underexposed Jeff Teolis's pinball profile comes out at the same time, which one do I listen to? I pretend I'm on the edge of a cliff and I can only listen to one podcast at a time, which is all I can do. And I'm about to go walk with the goats. And usually that's how I do it. Now, yours in particular are a little longer. I don't want to walk the goats for 3 hours. After a 2-hour walk, I'm good. But I do pause yours and go back to it lots. You know what I mean? I've listened to every single solitary episode.
I appreciate that, because I heard some guys say, you know, oh, Franchi's show is 2.5 hours. I ain't got time for that, so I don't listen. And I'm like, so have you ever read a fucking book? Like, if I can't read that sitting down in one setting, then I'm not reading no book. So blah, blah, blah. You know, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You just come back to it. You know, you pause it, you come back. You remember where you left off? You come back. You don't, oh, if I can't sit down and listen to it one shot, then forget it. Oh, my God.
Right. So what if the guy's listening to a 10-minute pinball podcast and then he gets a telephone call? Does he not listen to the end of it? Oh, fuck, I had to pause it. That's garbage. It's a little silly. But okay, ready for the lightning round. Here we go.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. So what do you call someone? Now, this is what do you, like underlined you, like you, Franchi, call someone from Michigan?
A Michigander.
Thank you. Because that's the proper one. Some people,
Michiganian?
Yes, it's weird. There's Michiganian is second, then there's Michiganer, then there's Michiganite, and then there's Michiganese, and then there's the Michiganine. And I'm like, no, it's a Michigander. I grew up in Ontario right across the border. I friggin' worked in Windsor like every Friday, you know, like.
Everybody complained because they said it sounded like a bird, but. You know, whatever. What's better than Michiganist?
I never thought that Michigander. Okay, so the nearest like big city to me is Halifax. What do you think people from Halifax are called?
I knew somebody from Halifax once.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
never. Okay, I'm not gonna ask about that. Was it the person we talked about?
I don't remember.
Okay. It doesn't matter. They were probably awesome because they're from Halifax. Pardon me?
I said it was a woman named Rose. That's,
yes, I think that's who you mentioned.
I remember.
Okay.
A Halifaxian.
That's what most people would say. I moved out here not knowing, and I kept like hearing people say Haligonian, and I was like, what the F are they talking? What's a freaking Haligonian? Like, that sounds like a boat or something.
Yeah, Halifaxian sounds like an alien, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Halifaxian, check out my ray gun. I don't know. Right, so that's my answer.
It's a good one. And also, this is not even a question. This is a mini correction. I think you were talking, so I am half Dutch. And on the last show, you were talking about Deutschland and why is, because, so Deutschland is D-E-U-T-C, whatever. It's like totally different. Deutschland is the name for Germany forever. But,
right.
Yeah, but it also used to be for a very, very, very long time. English-speaking people said Dutch to describe people from the Netherlands or from Germany. And now we only say Dutch is from the Netherlands or from, Holland or whatever. So anyways, thought that was kind of cool. I would throw that out there. Yeah. So when things go back to normal, and you've kind of already answered this, but like, can you see yourself like, let's say there's another big event like Pinburg. Could you see yourself at least going to it and having fun at it, even if you weren't going to play?
Well, truth be told, this next Pinburg, whenever it was held, whether it was this year or next year, was going to be my first Pinburg. I was planning on going.
You weren't going to play.
And, I was not going to play. No, I'm not. I don't fancy myself a good enough player to challenge any of those people. If I can't, I don't expect to be first, but if I can't like make the top 10, you know, whatever, it's just like, why try?
Yeah.
I don't have the confidence to do that. So
I hope that you start playing a couple more like little local tournaments, especially if Dr. Pin and Mrs. Pin are going to be there or some people, you know, like lesser serious ones. I really hope you start doing that. Cause I think you'll at least fall in like with it when you don't get last. Cause I think you're a better player than you think you are just from listening to you. Like, I think over COVID or whatever, you've became an even better player than you think you could possibly be. So that's really cool.
I've been working on it pretty hard. I've done some, I've played some local, I did some local tournaments with Teolis, but Teolis doesn't like me anymore. So who knows what's going to happen with those. But, I do have some friends that do it. I'm friends with Clay Harrell. He's got like he's the Ann Arbor pinball show guy. He's got a VFW hall with like 300 pinball machines in there, so
damn.
They do little things from now and then, so yeah, I like to get out and play. I just don't like to compete necessarily,
right?
You know, sometimes it sucks the fun out of it too.
Like, I just want to see you more often when I come, that's all.
Oh no, well, I'll be out there, you know. I'll
all right
go to pinball stuff. God, especially after this drought, you know.
Yeah,
it's been a year without, you know. I was telling somebody the other day, or maybe it was my show, or I don't know, it's talking about how it wasn't becoming a drag, but sometimes it was like it seems like I was just unpacking from one show and I was off to another one, and I'm just like, oh man, it seems like I just got home. That's just taking things for granted, because after being home for a year,
mm-hmm.
it's like, I don't want to miss a show now. I want to be at every show that comes out, like, well, once we can go to shows again, because I miss it so much. So, but it's like my new family, you know. I was sort of a hermit for a long time. I just, you know, I mean, I'm sure I've said many comments along the lines of, I don't like people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's true for the most part. I think people suck. So I just kind of stay inside, but you know, there's so many good people in the pinball world that, I've kind of opened myself up to it. And, so I really enjoy getting out there and seeing people and hanging out, and, you know, just the whole experience of playing pinball and hanging out and drinking with your pinball buddies and whatever. So, definitely miss it.
Well, Franchi, we're at the 29-minute mark already. That went by really quick. So we're going to take a quick 5-minute break here. You got to go refreshing your Dr. Pepper, put some nice chili ice cubes in there. You can. Bathroom break. Give Barlow a little treat or a pet. Oh, you said he's away at day camp. But just as a tidbit, we are going to be talking a little bit after this about some virtual pin when we come back. So make sure that you pinball nerds stay tuned. We'll be back. Well, for you guys digitally, basically, hopefully right away. And I will talk to you in 5 minutes, Franchi.
Right on.
Cheers.